From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, March 10th, 2009. Each week, this podcast examines news and trends in all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
This week, we look at several lawsuits within the geospatial community that have made news in the past few weeks. And while we're not legal experts or lawyers, we'll explore what they may really be about. In particular, Microsoft is suing TomTom. The Borings of Pittsburgh are going after Google once again. And Pictometry and Geospan are continuing to duke it out over patents. We'll share the news and our opinions after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Quickly get your imagery to the people who need it with ArcGIS Server Image Extension. For more information, visit www.esri.com/image.
Now, let's start with Microsoft. Last month, Microsoft sued TomTom, that's the company that makes the GPSs and also owns TeleAtlas, for infringing on 8 patents. Now, 3 of those have to do with navigation, and nobody is talking about those 3. What people are talking about are the other 5, which have to do with file storage. That's how you put the files on the hardware using an operating system. And that's where the big buzz is. And here's what I pulled out, the interesting tidbits about this lawsuit. First of all, Microsoft isn't big into suing people over patent infringement. In fact, it's only done that twice, once against a company called Premax and once against Belkin, and both of those were settled out of court. The twist to that is that Microsoft has a new corporate vice president, a guy named Hector Gutierrez, who's an IP lawyer. So people think that may have had something to do with this, with what's going on. Now, the patents in question and what's getting people all bent out of shape are that the patents are the ones that allow current versions of Windows to handle long file names, and that patent itself was actually upheld in 2006. Now, according to what I've read, the open source community has had an eye on that patent, fearing that if Microsoft wanted, they could make a lot of trouble within the open source community, in particular with the operating systems in the open source community, and create a whole lot of problem. And that's what they think may be going on. Now, Microsoft has stated clearly that this is not about open source. It's about what's going on at TomTom. The final thing I want to point out is that TomTom itself is not in the best of financial shape these days. When it talked about its earnings recently, one of the challenges is that it may not actually have enough money to pay off its debts. And that's led some people to speculate that maybe this is really about Microsoft trying to acquire TomTom, and this is just a way to get in there. So what are you seeing as you look at this rather complicated and multifaceted lawsuit, Joe?
Well, that's an interesting possibility of Microsoft trying to acquire TomTom. They're certainly not in the P&D business. What it seems to be on the surface is it's strictly over the FAT32 long file name solution or technology, and maybe trying to force TomTom into licensing specifically those patents which others have done. So, you know, on the surface, it's a little bit hard to tease out the nitty-gritty legal details, and maybe that's all that Microsoft wants to do is to force them, as they have done others, into licensing and being more strictly adherent to the patents that they now hold.
That's certainly a possibility. Why, then, are there those 3 navigation patents? Are those just in there for good measure?
That's a good point. If TomTom is in financial difficulty, who are they going to look to? And Microsoft brings this at such an interesting time that you don't know really what their intentions are. But if they wanted to get into the P&D business and perhaps get some additional revenue out of all of this buzz around navigation, this is certainly one way to do it. They've got cash in the bank. Why not make a purchase in this down economic time and be done with it?
It's really fascinating, and just watching different communities react to it, the open source community, the mergers and acquisitions community, the legal community, this is one we're going to have to sort of keep an eye on. And you're right that the timing is particularly interesting, especially with the whole downturn in the market and TomTom and many other of the P&D business folks seeing things sort of slowing down and looking for new revenue and potentially for new folks to acquire them.
Yeah, you know, TomTom doesn't quite have the same financial strength that, say, Nokia did when they acquired Navtech, TomTom having acquired Teleatlas. It's an interesting play. We've often speculated that Microsoft may want to get into the data business. This is one way to do it, in addition to getting a toehold into the burgeoning navigation market. Even though that market is flat to down, it's a good time to maybe pick up something with the cash that they've got.
Well, that's one to watch. Let's move on to the second lawsuit, and this actually started last April. There was quite a bit of buzz in our community and others about a couple who live outside of Pittsburgh, and they filed suit against Google because Google traveled up their private way and took photographs of their house for Street View. Now, they were suing for $25,000, and they claim that they were hurt because Google's trespassing devalued their property and caused them mental suffering. Now, in February, the court threw out the case, saying, among other things, that if the couple really wanted privacy, they'd have simply asked Google to take down the image, which is something they didn't do, and they wouldn't have made their information public in the lawsuit itself. Well, that's an interesting suggestion. Now, there were many who thought that was the end of it, but in fact, the couple actually is appealing. And basically, the gist of what I've read about the appeal is that Google now is getting all the rights, and the individual, that is this couple, really has none. And so it's very much a sort of David versus Goliath kind of thing, and really brings up some important issues as we delve into these privacy, trespass, personal space, public space issues.
And I don't want to belittle the claim of privacy. That's really, I think, at the heart of this issue, and you can't prevent somebody from bringing suit like this. On the other hand, what this couple has done is probably done exactly the opposite of what they wanted to do, which was shine a light on their privacy issues and bring all sorts of attention to the point where it was brought up in one of the references we looked at was they did not request that their personal information be left off of the suit. So we know who these people are. We know where they live. The case of we know where you live type of a situation, and that was exactly the opposite of what they wanted to do with restricting Google's access. So is it frivolous? In our litigious society, this looks a little frivolous.
It does, and I guess, and again, we need to state, again, we're not lawyers. We're not legal experts. My thought is that maybe what we're going to learn from this case is that maybe they sued over the wrong thing. I mean, they say that their privacy, mental suffering, and so forth. Maybe they should have made this much simpler and just said, Google trespassed. There are very clear laws about that, and it seemed from what I looked at in terms of the imagery that, yes, indeed, Google traveled on a private way that was marked as a private way and did some things once they got there. So maybe what this is really going to be about, and this is very valuable, is laying down how you protect your privacy. Which are the laws that are actually going to help you protect your privacy? And maybe it's a trespassing law and not a mental suffering and property devaluation kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point. In fact, when I was using Street View the other day, there was an image taken at an intersection where there was looked like a family. Situated on a corner, and there have been other mentions about this before. And it got me thinking, you know, we often are very careful about having people sign releases about using their images and private photographs when we do reporting. They obviously did not. And if perhaps someone saw themselves, certainly they could request, I guess, that their images are blurred from that particular image. But it just got me thinking, you know, that picture was taken, no release was issued, and you could insinuate that maybe some privacy issues were violated. And I think you're right. Maybe trespassing was the way to perhaps go about that.
Right. Well, I think that's what we're learning. If nothing else, we're learning more and more about the legal process and how it works, in this case, in the United States. But since Street View is expanding worldwide, different countries have different laws. Well, I'll be learning an awful lot about privacy and trespass law.
Yeah, and to the point about cultural differences and privacy.
Right, and that's very valuable for geographers and everybody else. Now, let's move on to a third lawsuit. And this one is kind of complicated and may sound familiar to those who've been following legal challenges in geospatial. This one dates back to 2008, and it has to do with some patent infringement allegations between Pictometry and Geospan, two companies that both hold patents that have to do with taking oblique images. And this one is very interesting, and I think, based on what I've been reading, this right now is sort of a PR fight. And here's sort of what happened. On March 5th, Geospan put out a press release saying that the U.S. Patent Office had granted Geospan request for reexamination of Pictometry's patent titled Method and Apparatus for Capturing, Geolocating, and Measuring Oblique Images. Geospan had requested that reexamination because it said it had prior art to show. Now, on March 6th, that's the next day, Pictometry put out a press release reviewing a decision from February 2nd of 2009 from the U.S. Patent Office that stated that the office upheld the validity of the ownership of the concept in Pictometry's patent and basically rejecting the allegations made by Geospan. Now, that press release went on, and this is where the PR spin part of it really boils to the top, and this is perfectly fine to do. Press releases, remember, are for companies to say what they want to say publicly. So in this one, this press release says, Geospan has been repeatedly chastised by the Patent Office for failing to follow the correct procedures, including incorrect filings and failing to properly pay the required maintenance fees on its own patent, unquote. So what we're getting at here is there may well be reasonable issues regarding patent infringement, whether or not one or the other of the patents are in fact valid. But what's happening now is a little bit of a PR fight. Does this sound familiar to you?
Yeah, I think it is a PR fight. And the fact, I think, that Geospan has had their claims dismissed twice now, I think is going more to the point of what's going on. It's going to work its way through the courts, but to some degree it looks like Pictometry is winning this battle. But I also think there's another issue, and if these claims are valid, there are I don't know how many people in our community are using this type of close-range photogrammetry, which is really what the technical issues are, but I think because more and more of this imagery is being acquired and used, we see these off nadir oblique images now in the bird's eye view in Microsoft Virtual Earth. We're going to begin to be using this technology more and more, and I think it's really important that people understand the types of technology in use and that some of these challenges are being brought to light. Again, we're not going to tease out the individual legal battles that are going on here or the legal details, but it is important to know that as this technology and all of this data becomes available, that we're going to have to be aware of who's behind it all and what the technology is.
I think that's a really good point. And remember, lawsuits can be about many, many things at the same time. And the fact that, at least right now, Pictometry is the big player, it's the brand, if you like, for oblique imagery. There are many other companies that do it, some under license to Pictometry, some with their own technology. It's sort of ripe for lawsuits, alas. And I think the same kind of thing may be going on with, remember there's another legal challenge that's still in the works about mapping applications that allow you to find specific properties for real estate. I've documented that on All Points blog. Is that
we've been watching that.
Right, and I think a lot of the reason that is sort of coming to head is there's money in that. Lots of people are doing that, and I think your point is well taken, that lots of people are getting involved in this close-range imagery.
Although we don't see a lot of the applications being delivered now online, like doing simple building heights, there's certainly going to be that in the future, simple software as a service type of a thing. And you're just going to be using that more and more as we become more familiar with how to use it.
Well, that just goes to show that we in the geospatial industry need to keep our eye on all different parts of the business situation, including the legal one. That's all time we have today, but before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that the 2009 ESRI Business GIS Summit will take place May 4th through the 6th in Denver, Colorado. You're invited to be part of the summit to see how business GIS solutions provide a more competitive edge, drive business innovation, and increase ROI. The deadline to register is April 17th. You can register online at www.esri.com/bizsummit. If you'd like to share your thoughts on these lawsuits, or any other lawsuits or any other topic, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.